Hello and welcome to the Bulletin with UBS on Monocle 24. Each week we'll be hearing from the sharpest minds and freshest thinkers in the world of finance, taking you beyond the numbers and the hype and getting to the heart of the big issues of the day. This week we're casting an eye over the China tech sector in 2018 and beyond. As top tech giants look to carve up more of the global pie, Chinese players enjoy several home court advantages, weaker rules on individual data privacy, high barriers to entry for would-be foreign competitors, and a single market with some 700 million smartphone users. Could this pay off not just at home, but in new battlegrounds abroad in 2018 and beyond? We'll be asking our global panel of experts to enlighten us and explain what the strengths and potential weaknesses of China's key players in this space are compared to the global leaders. We start with Elaine Zhu, analyst in the UBS CIO. China is a critical market for the global leaders, but many domestic players enjoy home court advantage. Perhaps, Elaine, you can tell us a bit more about how this works.
It is true that the global tech companies, you know, like Apple, like Google, they're fast expanding their landscape and carving up the global pies. But as you mentioned, you know, the Chinese players still enjoy home court advantage. For example, first of all, you know that the regulations, individual data privacy is still very weak in China. This offers great opportunities for tech companies like Tencent, Alibaba, and Baidu to get access to and to take leverage on a massive personal data in China. Secondly, China set up a very high barriers for foreign competitors to enter into the market. So the China market is basically still very dominated by the domestic players due to, you know, the concerns on the media control and also the public discussions. Third is because we actually see continued government support for the domestic IT innovation, the support to the leading players in the market. This reflects in, you know, the policy supports and also the R&D spending. As you know, maybe you already read this in other media, is that China has increased its R&D spending by 5 times since 2005 and probably will surpass US by 2020, you know, in terms of the IT or R&D spending. So overall, all those advantages help the Chinese tech companies to grow at a very fast pace. And also China is a huge, massive retail market over there. So this is also a very sound ground for those technology companies to grow in future.
Hyde Chen is equity analyst for the UBS Wealth Management Chief Investment Office. Hyde, if we look globally, a lot of people would say, look, some of the major Chinese players here enjoy some pretty significant advantages, particularly, of course, in that critical home market. Maybe you could give us a sense of what some of those advantages look like.
Yes, I think because of the onshore regulation, some of the global, like a big tech giant, they need to comply with the local regulation in order to operate in China onshore. But some of the regulations, they need to subject to government, say, the data information, they need to disclose and so forth. So this kind of restriction make a lot of global tech client, they really have a difficulty, say they want to set up a presence. Of course, from China's government point of view, they say we always welcome as long as you comply with our local regulation. But regulations sometimes that this global tech giant difficult to play by the playbook set up by the onshore, I would say, Chinese government. And so some of the onshore Chinese players did enjoy some of the home advantage, given that this is you can even say, I'm not quite sure whether this is fair to say this is unfair advantage, but this is actually not as openly say competition as other market you will see in other country.
Sundeep Gantori sits in the UBS Wealth Management COO office in Singapore. Chinese tech companies benefit significantly due to lack of competition from global internet giants on their home turf. How does it change, Sundeep, once Chinese companies expand or attempt to expand abroad?
This is one of the reasons why Chinese companies actually, or the local companies, dominated the market due to the limited presence of global players. But we also need to credit where it is due. I think initially it helped the local companies to actually compete in a fairly benign environment. But I think if I look at the growth in the last 3-4 years, it's mainly driven by innovation. And I think the local companies have done a great job introducing and also monetizing new technologies. I emphasize on monetization because Chinese companies are very advanced in terms of monetization across areas like payments, video, chat, or even e-commerce. And if I look at some of the stats, for example, the big three Chinese internet companies today have almost 45 to 50% of their overall employees in R&D versus 30 to 35% for U.S. tech companies. It also clearly demonstrates that the Chinese internet companies are investing in innovation, and actually it's clearly paying off. Now, having said that, when the Chinese tech companies actually expand abroad, they should witness more competition, something they're already experiencing in countries like India or even markets like ASEAN, where, for example, they're competing with the U.S. internet giants. The good news, however, is that Chinese companies have formed strategic partnerships with the local players in these countries, and they also have a first-mover advantage. So they should be able to replicate at least partially some of the domestic success overseas. So yes, when they expand overseas, it may not be that easy, but still, I think these partnerships and also those investments and the first-mover advantage should also help the Chinese companies actually still gain market share when they expand overseas.
And Elaine Zhu, what might those big Chinese players be looking to achieve this year, perhaps beyond China's borders?
China actually is now the world's largest market for example, e-commerce, for smartphones. You know, China's smartphone users already reached 700 million this year. I see, you know, those technology companies, for example, Tencent, Alibaba, and Baidu, they're grow their business into like artificial intelligence, big data, cloud computing, those areas. And I believe those areas still will be their focus in 2018. For example, you know, Alibaba made $25 billion of sales just within 24 hours on November 11, the so-called China Single Day. This is like 40% year-on-year growth as compared to the sales in last year. And the sales this year is 4 times of a combined sales from Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and Thanksgiving in US, which is amazing. And 90% of those transactions at Alibaba is done by mobile transactions. So how they achieve that? Of course, the big mobile users pool in China is an advantage, but also they try to provide more like AI-powered personal recommendations to customers, which helped them to achieve very high growth in, you know, the sales. For Tencent, which actually, if you go into China right now, you will see that Tencent has made it possible for China to be a cashless society, especially in the major cities. Now, like shopping, taxi, those things all can be done or be paid through mobile transactions, and still see you know, very fast growth in the mobile payment and transaction area. For Baidu, I think they are, you know, they just announced a $1.5 billion fund to back up their self-driving car. Meanwhile, they're cooperating with the biggest mobile manufacturer in China, which is Huawei, in AI projects. So again, back to your question, I think we still see innovation and also earning catalyst for those big players. And we think those areas, as I mentioned, like AI, like big data and cloud computing, those stuff will be the future drivers to drive their medium to longer term growth.
Much talk then about the huge and potentially hugely lucrative home market. But could, Hai Chen, some of the advantages here help Chinese tech companies to forge a profitable path, not just at home, but in new battlegrounds abroad?
We already see a lot of examples for this China tech company. They expand their overseas footprint to Southeast Asia to start with, because given some of the concerns we just discussed, it's probably difficult for them to say, okay, right now I want to expand to Europe, to US, given the regulation, given the data privacy issue. But in Southeast Asia, I think there's lots of some of the similarity, given that, for example, like internet or tech, overall sector development is probably a couple of years even behind China. So they can actually leverage their know-how, their lessons learned, or their model to apply to some of the more emerging markets. So I think the trend is actually happening, but I think the target is mainly for the emerging market instead of more mature market for this Chinese tech giant to going global.
Sandeep Ganturi, how advanced are Chinese tech companies compared to their global counterparts?
I think one of the unique advantages which China as a technology market has is it's a mobile-first country. So unlike developed countries where users first they buy a PC for the computing needs and then move on to smartphones as part of the technology evolution. In China, most users leapfrogged, and for most of them, smartphone is the first, or for that matter, in fact, the only computing device. And the rapid decline in smartphone prices during the past few years means that almost everyone in China these days actually carry a smartphone. So which actually makes China very advanced as far as technology adoption is concerned. Take, for instance, e-commerce. Global e-commerce penetration is around 10%. In China, it is around high teens, even approaching 20%. On advertising spend, if you look at digital advertising penetration, it's around 35% globally. In China, it's almost 60% in fourth quarter of 2017. Or finally, if you look at mobile payments, I mean, Chinese consumers spend almost everything on mobile through Alipay or Tencent Pay, and it's a $5 trillion market every year, which is almost 50 to 100 times bigger than most developed countries. So clearly, Chinese tech companies have demonstrated that the country or the market is not only a huge place or a market due to favorable demographics, but also a highly profitable one due to better monetization.
Sandeep Ganturi. Still to come on the Bulletin with UBS, we'll look at the status of China's big tech players. Elaine Zhu, I wanted to ask you next about the actual status of Chinese tech companies, how advanced they are. We've heard plenty about the potential strategic advantages they enjoy, but what about their technology itself?
In the very early stage of development, they're catching up with the global players. For example, Baidu, they are catching up with Google in many areas. And also, like Alibaba is catching up with Amazon. A lot of like business model and also the online platform is quite similar to Amazon. With years of fast growth in, and those major players, they gradually build up their own advantage. And they started to look into more unique advantage and also their own platform. What I just mentioned, like the crowd computing, like the AI-powered customer services, like the self-driving car, those areas are very new, even globally. So I think that's also why we are bullish on the technology sectors in China, because we believe they continue to innovate, and those will be the, you know, the catalysts or the drivers for medium to longer term.
Finally on the program, Sandeep Ganturi, we've heard lots on how this is a broadly positive picture, but what are some of the risks associated with investing in Chinese tech companies?
I think the key risk investing in Chinese tech, for that matter in any Chinese company, is regulation. Chinese internet companies have entered many other horizontal industries, from finance to video to transport to retail to groceries. So the lines are getting a bit blurred, and there is an increasing risk, or at least risks are rising, that they may be subject to increased regulation in the future. Additionally, as part of the growth plans, most of these tech companies in China are expanding at a rapid pace. So there is a risk that margins could also be volatile from a quarter-to-quarter basis. That being said, bottom line is Chinese tech companies are gaining market share and disrupting most traditional industries in China. So if you're investing on a long-term basis, I think as an investor, you should still see above-average growth prospects from these companies. So from a long-term positioning point of view, despite this risk, I think the growth trends should remain intact. So that's the reason we remain optimistic.
And that's Sandeep Ganturi, bringing us to the end of this 170th edition of The Bulletin with UBS, setting the agenda in the fast-moving world of finance every week here on Monocle 24. Listen again and find out more at monocle.com, or catch up via your preferred platform. The Bulletin with UBS on Monocle 24.